Democrats breathing easier. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's because the Senate majority will stay in the hands of Democrats. Fox's Chad Pergram explains.
Democrats can now hold the Senate even if they lose in Georgia next month. They're guaranteed a 50-50 split. Vice President Harris can break ties. That's why Democrats hold the majority. A Democratic Senate means President Biden can still confirm his cabinet nominees, and most importantly, a Supreme Court justice should there be a vacancy. While it's unclear if Democrats will control the House, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not going anywhere.
Projections show Republicans have 211 of the 218 needed for a House majority. Incumbent Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer won his race in New York against Republican Joe Pinion. Schumer spoke to reporters today about why he thinks Democrats did so well.
We won because the American people rejected the kinds of autocracy that the MAGA Republicans, a wing of that party, was talking about.
In Arizona, the gubernatorial race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake remains too close to call. President Biden is in Indonesia for the G20 summit at a meeting Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I know Xi Jinping. I spent more time than any other world leader. I know him well. He knows me. There's no, we have very little misunderstanding. We just got to figure out where the red lines are, what are the most important things to each of us.
The president making the comments in Cambodia, where he met with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. A memorial to the 20 first graders and 6 educators killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting is open to the public in Newtown, Connecticut. It comes a month after the 10th anniversary of the massacre. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is expected to give a major announcement later this week. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks was asked if the former president's anticipated upcoming announcement could have a positive or a negative impact on the Republican Party.
Well, I don't know if he's announcing this week or not, but and it's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that with the completion of the midterm election, now the 2024 presidential election is in front of us. Donald Trump remains a very popular figure in the Republican Party.
Banks speaking on Fox News Sunday. 6 people on board 2 vintage World War II era aircraft are dead after a mid-air crash yesterday at a Dallas air show.
2 historic military planes collided during a Veterans Day air show in Dallas. The 2 planes erupted into a ball of fire with debris flying all over the ground. No spectators were killed or injured.
Fox's Maureen Rafferty, the B-17 Flying Fortress and a P-63 King Cobra were both destroyed. Federal investigators are on scene working to determine what happened. Workers at a Dallas animal shelter have been getting death threats. Fox's Jill Nato explains.
Dallas Animal Services has called the cops several times this past year after shelter workers got online threats. The agency's Whitney Bollinger.
Most of the threats that we've received online have been threats to euthanize our staff.
The agency says those threats stem from social media misinformation about dogs being euthanized. But those threats have scared off staffers, and now there's a staffing shortage, and that does lead to more dogs being euthanized because there aren't enough people to care for them. Also, they're running out of room. So staffers say they don't need threats. They need the community to step up and adopt those animals. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.